Chapter 22. Now the feast of the unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was drawing near, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. But Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, one of the 12. And he went away and discussed with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. He accordingly promised and sought out an opportunity to betray him without a disturbance. Now the day of the unleavened bread came, on which the Passover had to be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat it." But they said, "Where dost thou want us to prepare it?" And he said to them, "Behold, on your entering the city, there will meet you a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house into which he goes, and you shall say to the master of the house, 'The master says to thee, where is the guest chamber, that I may eat the Passover there with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready." And they went and found just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he reclined at table, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that I will eat of it no more until it has been fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And having taken a cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and share it among you. For I say to you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And having taken bread, he gave thanks and broke and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, he took also the cup after the supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which shall be shed for you. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes his way, as it has been determined. Yet woe to that man by whom he will be betrayed." And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it might be that was about to do this. Now there arose also a dispute among them, which of them was reputed to be the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. On the contrary, let him who is greatest among you become as the youngest, and him who is the chief as the servant. For which is the greater, he who reclines at table or he who serves? Is it not he who reclines? But I am in your midst as he who serves. But you are they who have continued with me in my trials. And I appoint to you a kingdom, even as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you shall sit upon thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith may not fail. And do thou, when once thou hast turned again, strengthen thy brethren." But he said to him, "Lord, with thee I am ready to go both to prison and to death." But he said, "I tell thee, Peter, A cock will not crow this day until thou hast denied 3 times that thou knowest me. And he said to them, When I sent you forth without purse or wallet or sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said to them, But now let him who has a purse take it, and likewise a wallet, and let him who has no sword sell his tunic and buy one. For I say to you that this which is written must yet be fulfilled in me. And he was reckoned among the wicked. For that which concerns me is at its end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are 2 swords. And he said to them, Enough. And he came out and went, according to his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. But when he was at the place, he said to them, Pray, that you may not enter into temptation. And he himself withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and kneeling down, he began to pray, saying, Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven to strengthen him. And falling into an agony, he prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat became as drops of blood running down upon the ground. And rising from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. And while he was yet speaking, behold, a crowd came. And he who was called Judas, one of the 12, was going before them, and he drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss? But when they who were about him saw what would follow, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Bear with them thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. But Jesus said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and elders who had come against him, As against a robber have you come out with swords and clubs. When I was daily with you in the temple, you did not stretch forth your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now having seized him, they led him away to the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and were seated together, Peter was in their midst. But a certain maidservant saw him sitting at the blaze, and after gazing upon him, she said, This man too was with him. But he denied him, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, someone else saw him and said, Thou too art one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And about an hour later, another insisted, saying, Surely this man too was with him, for he also is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I do not know what thou sayest. And at that moment, while he was yet speaking, a cock crowed, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, Before a cock crows, thou wilt deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men who had him in custody began to mock him and beat him, and they blindfolded him, and kept striking his face and asking him, saying, Prophesy, Who is it that struck thee? And many other things they kept saying against him, reviling him. And as soon as day broke, the elders of the people and the chief priests and scribes gathered together, and they led him away into their Sanhedrin, saying, If thou art the Christ, tell us. And he said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I question you, you will not answer me or let me go. But henceforth, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Art thou then the Son of God? He answered, You yourselves say that I am. And they said, What further need have we of witness? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth.